ओम शांति। 10th October 2019 थर्सडे। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, योर पिलग्रिमेज इज ऑफ द इंटेलेक्ट। इट इज दिस दैट इज कॉल्ड द स्पिरिचुअल पिलग्रिमेज। यू कंसिडर योर सेल्स टू बी सोल्स, नॉट बॉडीज। To consider yourself to be a body means to dangle upside down. Sweet children, your pilgrimage is the pilgrimage of intellect. It is called spiritual pilgrimage. In today's Murli Baba said multiple times, this is spiritual university. This is spiritual school. He is called spiritual father and he has come to teach you spiritual knowledge. It is this that is called the spiritual pilgrimage. You consider yourselves to be souls, not bodies. To consider yourself to be a body means to consider oneself as body and not as soul is what? Is to dangle upside down. To consider oneself as body and not soul. This is one of the greatest mistakes or blunders that we have done. To consider oneself as body and not soul is the great act of forgetfulness or oblivion. It is the greatest act of oblivion to consider oneself as body and not as soul. It is the greatest stupidity that we ever did. It is the great act of foolishness to consider oneself as body and not as soul is our greatest weakness. To consider oneself as body and not as soul is our deep-rooted habit or sanskars which we are trying to uproot or throw out. To consider oneself as body and not as soul is to enter into the cottage of sorrow. To consider oneself as body and not as soul is the greatest act of disobedience, an insult to. To consider oneself as body and not as soul is to come under the influence of Maya, or rather it's an act to invoke Maya, because the moment I consider myself as body or think or consider or imagine the pleasures of the body, I am entering into the domain of Maya. To consider oneself as body means we are going away from Srimat. We are entering into the world of sin. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, you have become Kami, Rogi and Bhogi. Lustful, indulgent and diseased because of this body consciousness. Absolutely powerless. Your powers have been snatched away by this lust, and that's why in golden age they have long life, and age there is a longevity, 150 years. So this knowledge is so subtle, which Baba is giving now. Because what has been fed inside the soul is from very long time. You know, if suppose a virus has entered into computer and many applications are not working, what do they do? If a virus has entered a computer and many things are not working, or it's working very slow, you just have to wait for the page to load. What do they do? Yeah? No, antivirus is already installed. It's not working. Huh? Yes. They have to format it. Total format. So once complete format should be done. And empty absolutely everything. And after that, install an antivirus. And after that, you have still to be careful. Maintenance starts later on. What you are installing, new app. You have to be very careful about installing something new. So there are three steps. First, formatting, installing fresh antivirus, and then be careful what you are putting new. Right now we are talking of software. So body is the hardware. It's okay. It's going on. So format. Complete format. And that needs total silence, total solitude, where you stop anything taking inside from outside. One enters into that cocoon, into that insulated, isolated space where you are all alone. And something deep should go on within that will lead to this format. Erasing everything that is inside. The soul is carrying what not and what not. It has got so many emotions, feelings, thousands of layers of vices in different forms. So many complexes, so many hidden emotions in some deeper corner of the mind, so many pieces and bits of memories, bittersweet memories, which are hidden somewhere in some nook or corner of the, in the dark storage of the subconscious, storehouse of the subconscious mind. Even we don't know what is within us. So many things are hidden. So many things are buried. So many things are hiding, are in the dark. And we can't even see them. Unless and until somebody comes with torch in his hand and flashes it here. And then that emotion comes out. 10 years person has not been angry. And suddenly somebody comes and insults him. And anger has come out. From where? It means it was there, hidden somewhere. Person had lived an absolutely pure life. And suddenly, attraction of body props up. From where? It was there somewhere deep in the subconscious mind. And that person was unaware of it. Because it's so deep and there are so many layers of the subconscious. So this is a very deep, ingrained, inveterated in the soul. And that's why the greatest practice which Baba teaches is only one. soul consciousness. Just keep on doing this one practice throughout. I am this, I am this, I am this, I am not this. Tattvamasi. Scripture says, thou art that. Thou art not this. Dust thou art, and to dust thou returnest, is not spoken of the soul. That's the English poet H.W. Longfellow says in one of his poetries. Dust thou art, and to dust thou returnest, is not spoken of the soul. It's spoken of the body. And my existence is not limited to the body. I am the consciousness. One with the universal consciousness. And when the mind operates at a higher level, body remains down. And I am operating somewhere above here. Not in the world of body, but in the world of thoughts. Sankalp. In the world of spirits. Human beings have three planes of existence. We live in three phases of existence. The most superficial or the outside phase is actions, which is on the surface. The second phase, which is little below it, is the phase of or plane of thoughts, the three planes of existence. Actions are at the periphery. Below the actions, which are very deeper, are thoughts. And even deeper than thoughts are emotions. Actually, we are all emotional beings. But we show that we are logical, we are reasoning, we are here, we show that we are here. But nobody lives at the plane of thoughts, though they show that they are, because there is a logic, there is a reasoning, there is a philosophy here. But in fact, each one of us has the deepest plane of existence, and that is emotions. We live at this level, and what is being manifested at the outside is just the repercussion of something which is happening deep within me. Even the thoughts are coming out from emotions. Whatever decisions I take, though I give it a logical look, but even they are arising from emotions. So what sort of emotions I have? And then thoughts come up, and I try to frame those thoughts, shape those thoughts as per the emotions. But deep within is the emotion. So, work has not to be done at the level, plane of actions at all. This is not the plane where you have to work. Here is the plane of etiquettes, manner, do's, don'ts, or discipline. Somebody tells you, get up at Amrit Vela. It's here. Somebody tells you, okay, read Murli, go for Murli. This is all here, actions. Or this is the lifestyle of Brahmin. You should do this, you should not do this. You should eat this, you should not eat that. That's an extremely outside plane. Do this, do don't do this. Meet that person, don't meet that person. He's dangerous. You should avoid meeting revolutionaries, because they might change your thought. They are dangerous people. Like people thought Socrates is so dangerous. He was convinced, but he was undeterred. Nobody could move him. He was threatened, ultimately made to drink poison. He drank and died. But he did not give in. So, actions, they come here. Do this, don't do this. this is not becoming of you, this is not suitable to you, you are Brahmin, how can you do this? This is a very superficial plane, and half of our lives we keep on teaching ourselves, do this and do that, don't do this, don't do that. Read Murli 10 times, read Murli 5 times, churn the Murli, don't churn the Murli, whatever. So everything is here. Deeper than the level of action is the level of thoughts. Sit, go alone in solitude and have self-talk. Generate some new thoughts. And that thought should be your thoughts. They should not be the borrowed philosophy. Our thoughts are the progeny of things we have learned from others. Our thoughts are the children of others' thought. So we survive on other person's thoughts because we don't have our own. We are borrowing thoughts and philosophies. That other may be anything. That may be anyone.
Adoption therapy.
So, it's create one's own thoughts, and even below thoughts are emotions. You have seen the passions of lovers, two lovers, young, youth, how passionate they are. They are ready to give up their parents. A 20-year-old boy who stays with his parents for 20 years, suddenly he started loving some girl, just 6 months, and now in this 6 months, he is ready to do everything for her, even to die. Or give up his parents, fight with his parents, or not just parents, but the whole society. Because he is emotionally involved. And with his parents, he was involved at the level of intellect and emotion both. But more of intellect. Sometimes, yes, even emotions. But these emotions which have come just now from outside are overpowering. So this world, earlier world, appears very small to him. So emotions are very powerful things. And that's why we should be emotionally involved if you want to master something. If you are just doing it at the intellectual platform, things will not work. You have to get emotionally involved in God, emotionally involved in Murli, emotionally involved in Amrit Vela, emotionally involved in talking with God, emotionally involved in talking with oneself, emotionally involved in Seva. Then the real service will come. Otherwise you are just going and doing for the sake of doing and coming back. And the person who is emotionally involved, what makes two persons doing the same work, but one is totally devoted and emotionally involved in it, another is just doing it as a duty. Didi Manmohini had made one of the senior brothers to sit in front of him, her, and she said, there are two type of people in this yagya. Those who take salary and those who do tapasya, what you want to become. First of all are those who work, who do seva here, and in return they take lot many things from here. And what they are taking is much more than what they are giving. That is a group of people. That is the first group. Second are the yogis. Are the tapasvis. They are the people who are the people of self-control. What you want to become. And she said, don't become the, go to the first category. And many are there like that only. Yes. Seva of few hours and deriving much more things, taking much more from yajna. What is the cost of living in Mount Abu? In any of the hotels? One day? Three times meal, place, residence, and in between some sandwiches and tea and coffee. It's very high. What is the rent, Nagaraj bhai, in one of the hotels here?
It all depends on
which room you are.
Yeah.
Still an average. What should be the, what must be the cost? 800, that's the rent of room.
Yeah.
Now include three time meal. Laundry facility. 15, go ahead, it's much more.
And if you want more luxury, it goes up to 5,000.
Yeah, so per day cost, cost of living. This is a hill station. This is not just for those who are here, but even those who are coming from outside. If somebody is coming here for service and is involved in waste, he is incurring great loss, or is putting burden on his head. This yajna needs our tapasya. This yajna needs our pure vibrations. This yajna needs our powerful vritti, drishti. This yajna needs the power of yoga from us. If we are deriving so many things from here, what are we giving in return? In fact, we should give 10 times more in return than what we are taking. So today's essence, sweet children, your pilgrimage of is of the intellect. It is said that it is this that is called the spiritual pilgrimage. You consider yourselves to be soul, not bodies. To consider yourselves to be body means to dangle upside down. Om Shanti.